Morning. Oh, I hate this. Gosh, do I hate this.
What's up, Kenny?
I left my bag and I can't hear out of my headphones. This is just awful. You think Andy would go to my house and get my bag?
No.
He won't do that?
Have you met him? He absolutely would go to
his house. He's done these things before.
It's so far out of the way.
It is way out of the way. That's why I'm asking.
Might as well be 2 hours
this
for him.
This sucks. God, did this suck. I left the house. And the thing is, I almost did it earlier this week. Was it Wednesday?
It was Monday.
Monday, that's right. I turned around. I got to the edge of the street. I got to the Streetsboro city limits. It was Monday, you're right. I got to the Streetsboro city limits, and I went, oh my goodness, I left my bag at the house. And I turned around, went and got my bag. And today, I don't know what it was.
Clear solution.
What?
Go to city council, have them put up underneath the thank you for visiting Streetsboro sign. Did you bring your bag with you?
That's a good point. Sign. That's a very good point.
I was surprised you didn't go back. You weren't.
I was to Twinsburg.
Which is how far?
It would have been like, I like to be here at some reasonable hour. So it would have been like 5:40 by the time I got here.
Anthony gets here at a reasonable hour. Yeah. So it's fine.
It's reasonable to Anthony, not to me. But maybe I should have, because now I feel like I'm not prepared for anything here. I have nothing on me. I have zero on me. And the if anybody can go to my house, that's not a good idea to say.
Go ahead.
I texted Keith. I didn't get anything back from the Marble Mouth. I haven't bothered Andy about it. I don't know. I have no idea. I texted my wife, my neighbor. I was like, hey, when you wake up, how much time do you leave yourself between when you wake up and you go to where you work? Because he works for a local municipality. And he's like, very little. And I was like, okay, never mind. Didn't even bother.
What did you expect from Keith?
A little bit of depth of feeling.
Oh.
Not to drive from the west side to go to the house. Oh, he absolutely will not do it. No.
But you have headphones. What's wrong with the headphones you have?
They're terrible. They're old. They're rickety. I don't like the way they feel on my ears. I don't hear the same way. It's not in as much. This is terrible. It sucks. I hate it. God, do I hate it. This is a bad day. This is just bad. I cannot believe. My whole life is in that bag. All my papers, business papers, everything's in the bag. Well, I have nothing.
We can't have you like this today. Grant Delpa just told us it's a must-win game.
I know.
We've got to be up for
today. I'm completely distracted. That's my issue. I'm completely distracted. Jim just texted us, said, if I wasn't in California, I'd grab the bag. Well, that doesn't help anything, Jim. That helps nothing. You're the godfather of both Lima's children, and you can't bring in any Martha on the fly, and you can't even bring my bag in. This is a horrible morning. I might make you toast by yourself, and I might drive back to the house to go get my bag. I'm sorry. Yeah, Grant Delpit said it was a must-win. I'll get to that here in a second. Did you see Malik Nabers last night?
I did. He's becoming absolute must-watch, right?
Since we lost... Is it like, just be happy it happened? Or what's the term? Don't be happy it ended. Or don't be sad it ended. Be happy it happened in the first place or something like that. It's like, hey, I don't know the way this season's going to end. And I hate that we lost to the Giants. I really do. The Giants deserve to win that game. It's not that the Giants didn't deserve to win the game. They deserve to win the game, but they're just not good and they're not as good as you. And it just bothers me that they lost to the Giants, but at the same time, Malik Nabers is really good, and I'm like, okay, I got to see him.
He's not just a lucky rookie. He turns out to be a good receiver.
Yeah, man. He is something. He is...
Yeah, I mean, is he not reminding you of
really good.
What Odell was when he started out?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Has a highlight catch already.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yeah.
It was against the Browns.
Yeah. It's something. It is something. Him and CeeDee Lamb's been doing it now for a couple of years. But this is just an unbelievable start. He had, 200 yards receiving going into this game?
Yeah.
Well over 200. They had 115 on 12 catches last night. Lord almighty.
Yeah, just the targets. It's crazy to see a rookie get that kind of attention.
Whew. That is... Well, I mean, he's by far and away their best wide receiver. And... You know, Daniel Jones is going to be... The first read has to be to Malik Nabers. Daniel Jones is going to throw to his first read. But
Robinson, I mean, he was a second round pick.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you another question. Could this be like, was it 2013, the Josh Gordon season? Could this be like a Josh Gordon season? Except like Malik Nabers is going to be in the league.
Like, no, he started the season on the field. Josh Gordon
was suspended the first couple of games. I cannot believe he put up that season. He was still suspended the first couple. But the Browns were 4-12 that year, and Josh Gordon had 1,300 yards. Was it 13 or 13. 16? It was something crazy. 1,300 yards receiving.
Maybe it was 16.
It was a lot.
Gotta look now.
Yeah, we're going to go look.
300-yard games.
Could he have like a Josh Gordon season?
He is absolutely on pace. I mean, now he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay healthy the entire season.
1,646 that year.
Also, say what you want about Daniel Jones, and he is, because he plays in New York, and because he was the 6th overall pick, and because there's always money questions about what's that guy worth, Daniel Jones can play adequate enough quarterback.
Yeah, like, if you've got a guy like that.
Think of how much further ahead, and I know this isn't about the Browns, but their passing offense compared to our passing offense, I mean, theirs looks like Super Bowl worthy compared to ours.
Yeah.
Like the fact that they have two wide receivers that have the numbers they have right now.
Yeah.
I mean, what would Browns fans do? What would they give up to have that passing offense right now? Like, as much
would
as
you give up part of your defense?
Well, as much as Daniel Jones is maligned, I mean, his start to the year, you'd rather have him than Watson, right?
No. I've said too many things about Daniel Jones. I'm not going that far. But absolutely not.
No, I'm not saying.
I mean, he still had a QB rating of 59.8.
Sure. It's not as bad. His play is nowhere near as bad as our quarterback.
No, like, I don't believe you. It's not even close. I'm not going to admit to that. Absolutely not. Nope. Not going to happen.
When people trot out that Deshaun is like 40th out of 44 quarterbacks the last
Daniel
3 years.
Daniel Jones is still 41st.
But he's not. That's the thing.
But he is.
And when they point out that Deshaun Watson is the worst statistical quarterback since 1999 that any
rather have
Browns
him
fans.
Than Daniel Jones. Rather play with 10. I'd rather play with 10. I'm not entertaining. If you guys want to sit there and do that whole Trevor Lawrence thing that I've been avoiding and looking the other way about, you guys go right on ahead. I might entertain that. Daniel Jones
what is Deshaun Watson,
conversation.
What does he do better than Daniel Jones?
He's Deshaun Watson. He's not Daniel Jones.
Oh, so you're not really making a good faith argument here. You're just admitting because you've said bad things.
I'm not admitting anything. That Daniel Jones might be better than our guy?
Yeah.
I'm just still not going to do that. I'd still rather have Deshaun Watson. I'd still rather have him. This is Daniel Jones with good blocking. This is Daniel Jones. This is Daniel Jones at his best. Was still a QB rating of 59.8. That's him at his best. I'm watching Deshaun Watson at his very worst, the first game, and then not very good whatsoever the third game. But I'm watching Deshaun Watson at his worst. Deshaun Watson at his best now is better than this. Is better than Daniel Jones. No, I'm not going to say things I can't take back. It's the same thing as the greatest of all time argument. Remember what we did with Jose Ramirez yesterday? And I made that whole case. Once you say it, you really can't take it back. I can't take that back. But no,
that's
if I sat there and told you that I'd rather have Daniel Jones than Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun Watson goes out there and just puts together a decent enough veteran performance, I'm going to feel like a fool. You will not get me to say you put me in the Iron Maiden. I am not going to say I'd rather have Daniel Jones than Deshaun
Watson.
That's
the hard thing about this for Browns fans. Mm-mm. Is you could do this face-off with almost every quarterback, and Deshaun Watson loses statistically almost every single one of them he loses right now, which is crazy. It's crazy how bad he's been.
Yeah, but it's not good, but there's certain things that even I won't say. And I won't do. And that's one of them. Thank you very much. But yeah, it was great. Great play from Malik Nabers. Yesterday, even though that they lost to the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons hurt his foot or his ankle. I think it was his ankle. He got carted off, but they said he was walking around. He was limping around the locker room.
Today.
He said he was going to be fine. He was limping around the locker room. So who knows? I mean, people know their body. Who knows their body better than themselves? So there you go with Micah Parsons. Grant Delpit called it a must win. We have the audio of that. Here's Grant. Oh, maybe. Grant Delpit called it a must win. Get to that here in a second. It's going to be coming up. It's going to be outstanding. Grant Delpit, very good stuff. Here's Grant.
I'm not really worried about them. I'm worried about us. You know, I'm doing everything out there not to lose. This is a must-win game for us. Treat every snap as such and treat every practice this week as such as well. So it's a must-win.
All right, there you go. What is it? 216-474-0092. Thank you very much, Grant. Away you go.
So there are different variations of guys saying, you know, every game is a must-win. Every time we go out there, every practice needs to be, you know, full throttle. When you heard him say that, were you like, oh, yeah, it really is a must-win? Because when you lose the must-wins, then people reserve the right to say very nasty things about your football team. Oh, you said it was a must-win. Well, now you lost. What, season over? So how did you take it the way that he said it?
I took it that he thinks it's a must-win, which if they don't win.
It's like there's no going back if they lose?
There is no tomorrow. There's no going. If they lose. Think about this, man. It's week four. I got Amari Cooper calling out the media, which we'll talk about that at 6:40. Ain't going to get into it now. We're doing this great big gate of whether or not it was a decoy or not a decoy on a fourth and one play, which let me specify this again. You have this whole thing where people are going, why are you still bringing it up? They didn't have a chance to talk to Ken Dorsey about it 2 days ago. They had a chance to talk to Ken Dorsey about it yesterday. So if you keep it, and this isn't even a fault of the PR of the Browns. It's the natural order of things.
Yeah, yeah.
The quarterback is going to eventually talk. The head coach talks first, usually. Then eventually down the line, the quarterback's going to talk. So the quarterback talked on Wednesday. Well, you didn't get a chance to really talk to the quarterback about what you discussed with the head coach earlier this week. So you asked the quarterback that question. By the time Thursday comes around, then you have the offensive coordinator. What? I'm still not supposed to ask that question to Ken Dorsey? We're not supposed to ask about 4th-and-1 to Ken Dorsey. So you can say all you want about, well, you guys keep bringing up the past. It's not about us bringing up the past. It's that you have a new opportunity to talk to somebody about an issue. You're going to do it. Somebody who had their hand in it, allegedly, of what a decoy or not a decoy or what happened on 4th-and-1. You're going to ask that question.
Yeah, which also your quarterback just could have put an end to it very early in the week.
He could have.
He just could have flat out said, I need to make better decisions.
Sean Salisbury went after it, said there's no such thing as decoys. Everybody needs to be ready for a pass.
I've deferred to the people who've played the sport or have coached in it at any level. They've all said Deshaun either is lying or they don't trust him to actually read defenses. Either way, it's not good.
Can't find Mike says, Daniel Jones would have the Browns at 2-1. Also, you're watching what Deshaun is now. Not his worst, that's him. I'm just turning off everything now because I don't want to know these things. I don't want to hear it. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It is, yeah, it's a must win. If they're saying it's a must win, it's a must win. Because if they're saying it's a must win, it feels like there's all this pressure on them to head out west and get this win, even though what, they're 0-8 in their last 8 appearances out there or something like that, something crazy. I usually have these things on me, and I keep reaching for a bag that isn't there. I just feel stark naked right now. I'm gonna have to bother Andy and ask him to go get my bag out of my house in Streetsboro. There's no other way about it.
I'm surprised the spread has not
bothering
moved
me.
By the way, Davante Adams did not practice yesterday, right? Or he was on the injury report.
I wish I had my sheets on me.
Crosby, later on, Davante was limited yesterday.
Oh, he's limited. Okay, and Crosby?
Crosby has not practiced all week.
And the line didn't move? I mean, those are the only two players you think about.
What they think of our offense right now.
Holy cow.
Holy cow is right. But make no mistake about it. If the players are saying it's a must win in week four, guess the preseason's over, ain't it, Tone? Champions pose.
I don't know if it is. Did you hear Lincoln Kennedy yesterday?
Oh, Judas.
On the afternoon show.
We got an 18-game preseason now.
Well, he basically said the Raiders didn't do anything in the preseason, so it feels like it's a preseason now until week four.
Wait a minute. Didn't Antonio Pierce say everybody's making business decisions?
That's what Lincoln Kennedy said.
Guys are going to get hired and fired over this stuff. They're going to get hired and fired over this stuff. Can we stop calling it the preseason? These games count.